Blog Talk Radio.
Royal Dream. Royal Dream.
Up on my team, had to chase my royal dream. You can check sophistication, just evaluate the scene. Ain't it tragic how we pause our power based on what people think? It's time to take it back, cause we can't sit on a bench and die. Long as we divided, we'll never see true meaning. Lost inside division, living only through five senses. Imagine what else you missing inside that little vision. That's why you can't see them demons crawling inside your little kitchen. We gon' stay buzzed like hives and fly to true ambition. To them numbers just multiply, then we can start to build it. None of you rappers wrong, but all of you rappers wrong. Why do you choose to be fake and give us the wackest song? We can just make a stand so records and labels can die. I don't need your advance, so I can just bubble and fry. Rather just make a band with all of my brothers and ride. Take over motherland, make all of you governments die.
Think of your ground, royal dreams, royal dreams. They try on me, run its armies, royal dreams, royal dreams. I ride through the mud, there's no more fantasy. It's all about who you know, those you call family.
All right. What's going on, everybody? This your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Saturn's Day, Saturday, Friday. February the 2nd of 2019. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for today. As you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we're going to go off the beaten path just a little bit. Got a heavy show later on today as we do part one of the new series that breaks down how we're going from the church age into the new kingdom age. And today we want to talk about one of the things that I, you know, every time I go to the gym, you know, and people ask me questions and stuff, it's really amazing because I think this stuff is common sense or it's known throughout the globe that, you know, everybody knows this. But then the more I talk to people, the more I interact with people, the more I look at the latest, you know, fit craze or the latest gadget or the latest machine that's out there today, I'm always blown away that this information, the frequent intense training that I've been doing for the last, 30, 40 years, I guess it's been, since high school when I went to the military. And then I combined military training with law enforcement training, with corrections training, and with the Helios Biblios, with the exorcism, and understanding that exercise is exorcism, and understanding what's the spiritual component of exercise, it blows me away because I see people that are struggling with, you know, the whole ideal of exercise, and they don't understand the idea of a exorcism, which is to expel or to get rid of bad energy. Bad energy, not necessarily from the perspective that it's evil, bad energy from the perspective that it's excessive, that it's driven, that it's pushing or trying to get you to do things with this excess or this extra energy. And so it's over an understanding what this energy is, how to use it to benefit you, so that way you can be a better version of you, because you know bodily exercise profiteth little. It didn't say that it doesn't profit at all. The scripture could say that bodily exercise don't do squat, but it doesn't. So bodily exercise, there is some benefits to engaging in bodily exercise. So today we want to break down the reason that you should exercise in 5-minute increments, and the reason why, based upon all of the studies from, you know, the Harvards and the Yales and all of the schools of thought, especially when it comes to learning anything, why it should be broken down into small pieces so the body can assimilate it. It's like if you bite too big of a piece of meat or whatever you're eating, it's difficult to chew because it takes up all of your mouth. And so you're not able to chew it so that way you can digest it. Exercise, learning, everything is no different. So the first thing that I want to break down is to really assist you with over an understanding why 5 minutes, why you want to build muscle more than you want to burn fat. And I need to explain to you the science behind what I call theocentric nutrition to understand excitotoxins, to understand what is called the food codes, and why chlorophyll, or the green blood, helps to illuminate or enlighten or empower or oxygenate the red blood of men, and how to remove mucus from your body by using intention water or the alkalinity, because alkalinity is the holy grail, contrary to popular belief. Alkalinity is understanding the metaphysics of H2O, or the metaphysics of electricity, or the elected city, or the elect cell. So you are the elect. You are the elected. You're one of God's elect. As one of God's elect, the Father has placed systems in place that will activate. It activates all of the fibers inside the body, so that way you never have a problem with high blood pressure. You would never have a problem with being overweight, because there is no such thing as weight. Weight is waste. So if you are overweight, you are actually over waste. You cannot do my exercise routine and have high blood pressure or diabetes or sickle cell or arthritis or arthroparosis, any of the other diseases, because you're exercising that bad energy that's placed inside of your organs by your emotional state. So the purpose of exercise, contrary to popular belief, is not to get fit. The purpose of exercise is to get out negative entities, to perform an exorcism. Now, let me make sure you understand. It's extremely important, brothers and sisters, because nobody talks about this when you talk about exercise. Remember, as a metaphysician, I research the etymology of everything. I do everything that has etymologically beneficial to me. If it's not an etymological benefit, then I'm not interested. Now, let me make sure you understand, because what I'm about to say is like off the beaten path. If you go talk to your, you know, certified fitness guru who, you know, got this little degree, and, oh, man, go talk to a dietitian. If you talk to a dietitian, they're going to tell you the total opposite of everything I'm about to tell you. It's amazing. I liked when I first got into over an understanding fitness. It's mind-blowing to me. It's crazy. Because people, if you really look at it and you trace things back to its roots, you know, you got emotions. The emotions are stored inside of your body. And all emotions, positive and negative, are stored in your body. So how do you get those emotions that are stored inside of your organs, how do you get it to move around, or how do you get it out of the body if you want it to get it out? Now, if you want to leave it in your body, then that's great. So exercise is a form of exorcism. So when you're performing an exercise, you're actually performing an exorcism. Now, I've talked about this. If you look at the definition, if you look at how the words are spelled, because spelling is spelling. So to cast a spell, one must spell. So if you put letters in a particular order, you're going to provoke a particular response. It's just that simple. That's the way the uni, the innerverse doesn't work like that, but the universe does. And since you spend more time in the universe instead of the innerverse, you are affected more. Again, outside demonstration overrides inside revelation. Why? There is a lack of inside revelation. Now, according to, that was a great, this guy that was, University, I think it was Phoenix, in Arizona, if I'm not mistaken. I think it was a Phoenix. Did the study on how the brain assimilates things at the beginning and the end, but it doesn't remember the things that was done in the middle. Let me say it again. The brain, that's why when I went to college and I studied the same way that I exercise, and that is most people exercise for an hour. I talk to guys in the gym. When I was young, I used to do the same thing. When I was young, I would exercise for an hour to 2 hours because that's what everybody did. Most people study, when you sit down to study a test, most people study for an hour or 2 hours. So the brain doesn't remember any of that. The brain only retains the first 5 minutes and the last 5 minutes. That's why in all my shows, I put most of the meat in the first 5 minutes and then the last 5 minutes. Because in the middle, the brain kind of drifts off. Like right now, you may be drifting off. You may be thinking about what else you got to do. The kids may be running around the house. You got a lot of stuff going on. So the brain only assimilates the first 5 minutes and the last 5 minutes. So you want to study or you want to do anything in life in 5-minute increments. So if you exercise in 5-minute increments, the body benefits all 5 minutes. There is no letdown. The body doesn't plateau. See, most people exercise, your body plateaus, you kick into automatic pilot. They call it, you know, when you're in the zone. When you're in the zone, you get a second burst of energy. Your goal is to make sure that you don't get that second burst of energy. That's when your body is shifted into cruise control. And that's what you're just going through the motions. So most people exercise, they don't really get no benefit after the first 5 or 10 minutes because their body has shifted into cruise control. So your job is to keep the body out of cruise control and to keep it into where the is actually, if you put your car in neutral, you're coasting. The engine is not engaged. Let me say it again. When you drive your vehicle and you put your car in neutral, the engine is not engaged. When you study anything longer than 5 minutes, the brain is not engaged. Your brain is on autopilot. So you don't learn anything. You only learn for the first 5 minutes and the last 5 minutes. So the goal is to trick the body. That's what ketosis does. It tricks the body into burning fat instead of burning carbohydrates or sugar. That's the benefit of the program. That's how you can build muscle and burn fat. Because the body burns muscle first. Let me say it again. The body burns muscle first. Let me say it again. That's why you see people lose weight and they still look fat. Because they lost muscle. They did not lose fat. The body does not burn fat. Contrary to popular belief, the body burns muscle unless you trick the body into burning burning fat. That means the body has to switch from using carbohydrates, and it has to switch to using ketones. That's called fat. That's called waste. Because remember, there's no such thing as fat. Fat is just waste. Fat is excess poop, for lack of a better term. So you're just carrying around, you walk around in a poop suit. When you look at it from a biological perspective, so your job is to burn off the poop. Because if you go running and you got a backpack, 5, 10, 15, so whatever amount of waste you carrying, that's extra weight that you just walking around every day with. And that makes you sluggish because your heart has to work that much harder to pump blood and oxygen into the wasteland. Your job is to have a lean, muscular. Women tell me all the time, I don't want to build muscle. It's impossible to build muscle unless you've eaten a half a cow and you lifting twice your body weight. There is this misnomer, and it's really sad, because I very seldom see women lift weights. They do no resistance training. That's why when they get older, they have all the problems with their with bone density. The only way to maintain bone density is to do weight-bearing exercise. That's why when people go in the astronaut, they go up in space, they all come back with bone density problem, because there's weightlessness in space. Weightless. So if you don't ever lift a weight heavier than you're normally used to lifting, your bone atrophies, your bone decays. You have osteoporosis. That's why most women, they have what the whole the curvature of the back and the curvature of the spine. You see the older women, they have that hump back because they've never lifted a weight in their life. Now, they run the hell out of a treadmill. They take group fitness, but women will not lift weights, especially black women. The craziest thing since sliced bread. The worst thing that you can do, especially if you're a black woman, is to exercise and don't lift no weights. Wait till you get 60. You think you look good now. Just stick around. Because what happens is your bone density, there is nothing to cause the bone to produce more marrow. It's the density. It's the weight-bearing exercise that forces the bone to produce new blood. And the bone density, the bone structure is not challenged. Remember, use it or lose it. So the reason, number one, now there's a whole bunch of it. All of this stuff is on my website. Most of this stuff, you go to my website, masterteacher33.com. There's a link at the very top that says frequent intense training. It's the second row all the way to the left. As you're looking at all of the stuff that's on the website, and I know it's a lot of stuff. I need to update my website. When I get around to it, I mean, I ain't in a rush. I ain't going nowhere. But when I get around to it, I'll definitely update it, make it more streamlined, and then also add some new information. But it's right there underneath the link that says frequent intense training. Now, I've been doing this for a very, very long time. Number one, when you go to the gym, you should do instinctive training. That means you have a general idea, but you really don't know specifically. And today's show at 6 p.m. breaks down why. As I've been saying, there are dark lords. There is an energy that doesn't want you to be healthy. There's an energy that doesn't want you to be wealthy. There's an energy that doesn't want you to be wise and know what I know. There's an energy that doesn't want you to have a great relationship because they need to put bad frequency in your organs so you can have disease. They don't want you to exercise that bad frequency out of your organs so you can have ease. You can have the peace that God gives. So the way to keep your organs unbalanced is for you not to exercise and do that exorcism. Exercise is the art of performing an exorcism of all of the trauma and the drama that you see on TV, that's inside of your family, that's in the chemtrails in the air, that's in the fluoride in your water, that's in the genetically modified organisms in your food. Your body right now has been bombarded with all types of negative frequency and negative food. No matter how great you try to eat, it's very hard to find, you know, really good organic food on this planet. So all the food that you eat produces mucus. Mucus is stored in the body. And if you do not take out the mucus, it's like if you have a house, what happens to your house if you never take out the trash? First of all, it starts to smell. Then the trash falls out the trash can and it starts to draw critters. These critters are called in the body bacteria and viruses because they feed off of the trash in your body. If you have no trash, that's why, you know, I remember when I was a kid growing up, it's real easy. You won't have no roaches, no rats, and none of those critters in your house if your house is clean. Only people that are dirty have problems with insects and roaches and rats because they got to eat. They eat the stuff that you leave in your room, in your house, in your trash. The body's no different. So bacteria and viruses, they eat waste. If you ain't got no waste, they can't eat. So they leave your body and they go find somebody else's body. The same way rats and roaches and snakes and scorpions and all the stuff, critters come inside your home
because you feed them. It's amazing. If you go to somebody's house, you go visit people's house, and you can see the house is all cluttered. They got stuff everywhere. And guess what's in those houses? Roaches and rats. Why? You feed them. The body's no different. You got viruses and bacteria. You cannot be sick unless there's mucus in the body. It's impossible. Disease cannot exist in an alkaline body. This has been biologically proven since the 1700s. What, actually, way before that. I'm saying 70, way back in, you know, the father of medicine. They've all known cancer cannot exist in an alkaline body. It needs glucose. It needs fructose. It needs sucrose. It needs some type of sugar because that's how it grows. So the only reason that you can be have any type of a dis-ease, the only way that you can have any type of, you know, insects in your house is if you feed them, because they got to eat. If you ain't got no food in there, they're going to leave and go to the neighbor's house. So if you don't have no excess poop in your body, no excess weight, no excess waste, by, you know, all of the aches and pains, they're going to leave your body, and it's going to go to somebody else's body. Because, again, the dark lord's got to eat. And so exercise is really, it's really spiritual. It's really not physical, as everything on life. Making money, it's really spiritual. Making money is all about having money. To him that has, more shall be given. So the key to making money is metaphysical. So people tell me all the time, well, how do you have money if you don't have money? That's it. You always have money. You just think you don't have money. What is money? Money is energy. What is energy? Energy is an energy. What is energy? I-N-N-E-R-G. I-N-N-E-R-G. Energy. Now, we have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels. What is this treasure? Christ in you. So the energy is inside of you, and you're saying that it's not. Your job is to take the energy and express, expose, and expand it in the form of a product, service, or information that benefits other people more than it benefits yourself. That's money. Money is taking the God, the Christ, the Christos, your oil that was given to you by your father, and give it to somebody else. Is there anybody that can't do that? Notice I didn't say you got to go make nothing. You ain't asking about going to get no job, going to Harvard or Yale, or going to no school and learning or joining no multi-level marketing scheme, or sell no Bitcoin, or do none of that crap. I didn't say none of that. I said that you got a brain, and inside your brain, that design. That design was given to you by God. It's like your spiritual fingerprint. Nobody has your design but you. All you got to do is put your design in the form of a product, service, or information that benefits me. See, I buy benefits. I don't buy features. Everybody I know, they buy benefits. That's what I talk about, benefits. People ask me, Doc, why should I join the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center? I know what I tell them? Benefits. You make more money. You ain't got to work for nobody else. You got to have a lean, mean, sexy body. Your brain will know how to think. I ain't telling you what to think. I don't care if you're a Satanist. I don't care if you're a Christian. I don't care if you're a Buddhist. I don't care. That's a non-issue. I'm going to tell you how to think constructively. Now, I don't care what you believe. You should be able to tell me, and you should be able to prove to me that what you believe is not a theory, that what you believe is a theorem. If you can't, then what you got is a B-lie system. You are a liar. Not you, you know, but people you know. Because 90% of the people on the planet, they got a B-lie system. They just do it because their mom and their daddy did it. They have no proof. They cannot tell me what I can tell you. You can't give me no science. You can't give me no physics. You can't give me no scriptures. And you can't give me no esoteric text as to why you don't exercise or why you do exercise. Ask me about anything I do, and I can tell you the history of it. I can talk for 6 to 10 hours on any subject that I talk about. So how much time you got? I got all day. I get paid to do this. That's the key. The key is it should be a natural expression. The way that your body, if you're doing something, that means you can't maintain it. My weight is not an exercise routine. It's a lifestyle. I don't have a diet. I don't diet. Why would you do that? You can't maintain a diet, but you can maintain a lifestyle. I have a rotation lifestyle. So I have a book called Food Combining. I don't combine certain foods because the body can't assimilate it. It's that simple. Now, do I go off the beaten path? Yeah, absolutely. If I go visit a friend's house, they don't understand what I understand. So they make a honey glazed ham. They don't understand that you cannot put sugar and meat in the same meal. If you do, you just kiss the baby. The body can assimilate it. You're going to have some serious stomach issues later on. And the meat is just going to decay inside your intestines and turn basically into poop. So everybody doesn't know that. So I'm not going to disrespect people. I ain't going to eat, you know, until I pass out. I'm going to sample it and say, oh, it's good. And it does. A honey glazed ham does taste good. It tastes good to your tongue, but it's death to your cells. Most people eat for taste, eat for cellular nutrition. You eat because it tastes good. Most people do not eat because it has nutritional benefit to the cell. That's a whole other study for another time. Cellular nutrition. So in a 5-minute build muscle, burn fat exercise routine is a routine that guarantees to build muscle while burning fat. Because you can do anything for 5 minutes. And that's, bam, that's stage one. Take a break. Because what happens when you achieve a goal? Anybody? Let me tell you what happens. I want you to try this. First of all, Facebook use it. That's what a Facebook algorithm is. Instagram use it. All social media use my exercise routine. That, again, I've been doing since, like I said, for almost 40 years. What is that? Dopamine. What is the reward chemical? What chemical is released in the body when you get an attaboy? You know, attaboy. Like when your dog does something good, what do you give him? A treat. Well, you are no different. I just learned how to give myself treats. I don't get treats outside of the self. I don't need man, woman, child, dog, rat, squirrel to give me treat. I give myself the treat. Anytime I want a treat, I give it to myself. That's called a single standing column of waveform energy. That means I'm self-sufficient. You might want to check out that program. That's what I teach inside the Life Management System and the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center. That's the whole purpose of the system. It's for you to be self-sufficient. If you're depending upon something outside of the self, you're in trouble. You are in deep trouble, especially now, because there's so many things outside of the self. Meaning advertisement. Everybody wants you to join their system. You should have your own. Now, until you get your own, you want to find somebody that's not a dark lord, that's not a ruler, that's not a controller, that's not a handler, that's not a witch, that's not a wizard, that's not a watcher, that's not a wiper, that's not a shadower, that's not an orb, that's not a manager, that's not a handler, because they want your energy. My energy I use. Your energy, somebody else is using. That's why I exercise. I don't give my energy away because guess what that is? Money. Money flows where attention goes. Who got your attention? Who got your attention, brother? Who got your attention, sister? That's who got your money. If you don't have your own attention, then you don't got no money. Go to the hood. Who got the people's attention in the hood? Michael Jordan. Killer Mike, whoever the rapper that's on charge. Who got your attention? What you watching on YouTube? What you watching on TV? You ain't watching yourself. You're not spending. How much time do you spend by yourself? Just with yourself. No cell phone, no TV. Nothing but purpose. How much time you spend on purpose instead of on time? If I'm a betting man, zero. Why do I work out 3 times a day? I love me, so I take care of me. All of my attention is spent on me pretty much every day, 24/7, 365. Why? I was born at night. I just was not born last night. It was quite a few nights ago. Therefore, I got something called overstanding. Now, that's extremely important, brothers and sisters, because now we're getting into why people don't like to exercise. People don't like to exercise.
Why? Because there's no dopamine being released. When you, most people exercise, what happens? It's painful. I'm going to be honest with you. When your lungs start burning because you're sucking the oxygen, that don't feel good. What feels good? Reaching your goal. So inside of the five-minute exercise routine I have, I got built-in dopamine releasers. What is it called? 30 seconds. So I put the treadmill on as fast as my little legs can carry me for 30 seconds. After that, dopamine. Why? That's the goal. 30 seconds. Now, I used to do, and sometimes I do change it up, I do 15. That means, when I leave the gym, I'm on cloud nine. Why? My body's full of dopamine. And another chemical that I need to break down for you. Now, I have this one I broke down. I did a note. I think that's what they call it on Facebook, where you write a little something and you save it on your Facebook page. And it's really amazing. Now, this is exercise. Exercise is based upon a reward system. But right now, the only reason you don't like exercise is you're not getting a reward. So what I'm telling you today is don't do that. Give yourself a reward every 15 seconds or 30 seconds or 45 seconds or 1 minute. You cannot run full speed longer than a minute. Not even world-class athletes can do that. That means if you can run, like you ever see Usain Bolt at the end of the 100, when they run, they go all out for 100 yards, and after that, they spent. It's pretty much a wrap. So if you can go all out for longer than about 15, 20, maybe 30 seconds, that means you're not going all out. So the fastest, you got to go as fast as you can go. That means that your heart should be 160, 170, 180, 190. If you like 19, your heart rate should be about 200. Most people go to the gym and ask them, and they take their target heart rate zone, or they take their heart rate at the time. Again, not your resting heart rate, your target heart rate, your exercise heart rate. When you're exercising at your peak, yeah, that means that your heart is it's pumping real fast. Most people is maybe 130. You just barely scratching the surface. You really couldn't hang out with me. We couldn't work out because you're not intense. The whole system is based upon frequency of intensity. And then whatever your regimen is, that's called training, frequent, intense training. Now, brothers and sisters, let me make sure you understand, because people do not understand really the true benefit of releasing and exercising in short bursts. Because the science and the metaphysics behind exorcism or exercising and the releasing of dopamine. So every drug that is outside of the body, especially morphine, is produced inside of the body. That is the science behind exercising. And without understanding the science and the etymology of the chemicals that's released during exercise, just like everything else on earth, there is a duplicate or a counterfeit version of it. And so what the enemy does is they want you to take a pill to replace what the body produces naturally. So every pill that you take is to replace what the body naturally does. Every food that you eat, every movie that you watch, everything that you do is to replace the internal revelation with the external demonstration. Remember, you're going to be a part of the fallen star demonstration. That's what most people do. It is not your fault, because, like me, you was born into the fallen star system. So your job is to return back to the morning star administration and leave the fallen star demonstration. Now, when people talk about exercise, I can't really have a conversation with nobody. I've met nobody I can have a conversation with about physical fitness, because it ain't got nothing to do with the body. Just like I can't have a conversation with sex with nobody, because it has nothing to do with physical. Sex is not physical. Sex is mental. Sex is spiritual. Sex is energy. So you can't have everybody still in first grade. They're still in sex 101.
they still think they don't understand, you know, heteros, gamas, and twin flame. It's hard to find somebody to understand. That's what a series that I did on sex, sensuality, you know, spirituality gives you superiority. Most people, yeah. A lot of people didn't really. I think that was probably one of the lowest attended series that I've ever done. Because the moment you say sex, everybody, like, oh man, we can't talk about that, brother. You can't preach or talk about sex in church. Because sex has a bad term because people think it's physical. People don't understand that sex is spiritual. It has nothing to do with the physical act. Fitness is spiritual. Fitness has nothing to do with the physically getting. That's the last piece of the puzzle. That's the thing that has the least value. So when Jesus came, he elevated the game from a physical game to a mental game. So you either have Satan's reality or God's mentality. Which one you got? If I'm a betting man, you probably got Satan's reality. Everybody lives in reality. You know, the word control means con. Con means to trick or to deceive. Troll means large clumsy demon. So the father or the author of confusion, he's the prince of the air. He's the god of this world. He's the cosmos grator that I've been talking about in my current series. He controls this harmonious arrangement. Everything on this dimension, everything on this planet, everything on this planet is part of what is called the Illuminet or the Illuminati, which means sick light, illumination. So it's an illusion, illusion, which means sick. The word ill, I-L-L, that means sick. Illumination, Illuminati, that means light, sick light. So the shadow government, they're all designed to make you sick. That's why you're sick. That's why you got disease. Disease is disease. When you're sick, that's proof that the clumsy demon is hanging out at your house. Because that means that you brought into his reality and you replaced God's mentality. That's exercise. Exercise ain't got nothing to do with going to the gym. That's just getting rid of the demon when you go to the gym. When you go to the gym, you're getting that energy that's in your organ that's getting ready to make you sick, because that energy is called mucus. It's called a teratoma. Don't believe me? Go to Google or your favorite search and type in teratoma and look. It'll mess up. Now, if you're eating, don't do it now. But click on Google or your favorite search engine, type in the word teratoma. Click on images. It got teeth, it got eyes, and it got hair. But what is it? That's the result of being overweight. That is in your body, a teratoma. Now, go to your doctor and ask him. He'll tell you. They call it a mass. Or growth. And they say some of them are cancerous, and then, you know, some of them are non-cancerous. But no medical doctor will tell you what I'm getting ready to tell you or what I'm telling you. These teratomas are tumors, but they are what they call a DERMIMOID, cyst. They're not going to tell you that, though. They're not going to tell you it's a demon. They're just going to tell you, oh, you got a mass, or you got a growth, or you got something, you got a cyst. We just need to remove this. It's non-cancerous, so don't worry about it. Nah, you might want to get rid of that day moon quick. That's a growth. But my question to you is, why does it have teeth? Why does it have eyes? Why does it look like a little person? Can you please? Now, I know the answer, but I'm wanting to. Do you know the answer? What is a chimera? What is a teratoma chimera? Now, that's for tonight's message for the private show. We're going to be breaking that down, which I don't want to mess up your lunch and destroy your day. That's why I exercise three times a day, brothers and sisters. This is not a game. What is an embryonic twin? Anybody? What is the science behind the Greek word monstrous demon? It's a kerinomina in the Greek or in the ancient texts. So y'all just think exercising, like I just go to the gym because I exercise, cause I just want to build, you know, muscles and get girls. Yeah, that's what y'all think? That's why I go to the gym? No, boo-boo. This is deep. That's why you cannot, that's why it's difficult for me to have a conversation with the average person walking around on earth. Because most people, they'll have no clue. Most people are still living in a fairy world, in a fantasy. It's very difficult because, remember, you are either living in Satan's reality or God's mentality. It's not both. Because God's mentality is way different from Satan's reality. And my job is to assist you with understanding the difference between paranoia and metanoia. Paranoia comes from propaganda. That's what we call it, advertising. Paranoia is fear-based. That's why when you watch things, you get fear. Metanoia is faith-based. When you watch things, you get power. Why? You know you can solve that problem. So if somebody comes to me and they say, man, Doc, I can't lose weight. Really? You got 5 minutes? Oh, Doc, I ain't got no money. Really? You got a brain? Oh, I got a bad relationship. Really? Do you understand mutual respect? There is no problems, brothers. Well, God don't have problems. Like I said, if anybody can tell me what problems God have, when you can tell me when God start having problems, that's when I start having problems. But since God don't have no problems, I don't have none. Because I understand, again, how the science, the biology, and the metaphysics works behind exercise. Now, let me make sure you understand the power of your natural high or producing what is called gene expression through word therapy. This is theocentrism. It's one of my books that I have. Now, in my book, Theocentrism, I talk about and I explain cellular expression, explain how your genes are repressed or turned off. Now, biologically proven, your genes are turned off. So one of the reasons for exercising in 5 minutes and in 30-second intervals is because the body produces its own high. The body produces its own drugs. They call it the runner's high. Now, Michael Jordan and all of the elite, Steph Curry, all the elite athletes, they'll have a game where they score 50, 60 points. When they have those games and they score a lot of points, it's because they are in the zone. So every day I exercise, I'm in the zone. So I learn how to produce the zone. It's something that Wim Hof does. He put his brain in the zone. So that way, you know, you can do things that are beyond the human's ability to do. So mostly when they get tired, they slow down. When I get tired, I kick it to the next gear. Because my body now produces something that most people's body doesn't produce. And that is, when you understand what the Bible talks about, when it talks about the herb-bearing seeds. For example, if we talk about, like, something that's naturally grown upon the earth, it contains a seed in it. Things that don't contain seeds, those are not, those are usually man-made. We'll put it that way. Well, you contain seeds. So you are a seed, and you have seed. And so what your job is to take your seeds, which are your thoughts. Every time you have a thought, that is planting a seed. Now, you got to use your thoughts to plant good seed. And one of the seeds that you can plant is how to produce and understand the difference between a endorphin and morpheme and a morpheme. Because the Bible says that the life of the flesh is in the blood, meaning if you got good blood, you got a good life. You got bad blood, you have a bad life. The life of the spirit is in the breath or in the word. If you got bad breath or bad word, you got bad spirit. So your job is to make sure that your breath and your blood and your breath are both good. Breath. So when you take a psychotropic drug or a hallucinogenic drug or plant, what you're doing is you are diminishing the body's natural ability to produce that same effect, meaning you can produce that same effect using your own body without taking any magic mushrooms or marijuana or drinking alcohol. That's why I don't engage in any of those activities because I don't have to. I don't need any outside stimulation to override my inside revelation. I know how to create my own high. I know how to create my own opium. So the body produces its own opium. Right now you have something called opiate receptors. If you don't believe me, just go to Google, type in the word opiate receptors. Again, everything I can prove, everything I'm saying, you can prove biologically, you can prove biblically, scientifically, however you want to prove it. So everybody has these opioids. That's why we have an opioid epidemic, because they understand that you got opiate receptors. And these opiate receptors are on the surface of your cells. And it allows the body to assimilate what we call opium. Now, these opiates or the opioids or substance, they act like or they act upon the opioid or the opioid receptors to produce a morphine-like effect. Let me say that again. Your body does this naturally. You don't need to take no drugs. If you want to take opium, all you got to do is go to the gym. Because the body naturally produces the exact same drug. How do you think that they made the drug? They reverse engineered the body. Every drug that's on the market today comes from your body. And they created a synthetic version of what your body naturally produced. These are called endorphins. Again, do the research yourself. I've already done the research. I've written books, plural, more than one. The pituitary gland and the hypothalamus gland, during exercise, produces these opioids or these opioids. And it produces an anesthesia or a feeling of well-being. The body naturally produces this feeling whenever you exercise. Now, I've already talked about this at length inside of my book, Theocentric Nutrition, and also, inside of my book, What Does Your Blood Say About You? How to basically put things into your drug yourself without using anything outside of the self, because then whatever you use outside of the self controls the self, meaning you get hooked on it. That's why we got people that are alcoholics. And we don't have people that are innerholics. So I'm an innerholic. I'm hooked on the energy inside of me. That's why most people are hooked on the energy outside of them. That's why I have no problem being with me, myself, and I. All three of us, we get along just fine. Because I understand how to release dopamine, serotonin, and melatonin inside my own body anytime I want. I don't need no drugs. I don't need no plants. I don't need no animals. None of those things. It's a self-contained. So there's no teratoma chimera. Now, that's extremely important, brothers and sisters, because that's what you produce when you go outside of yourself for extended period of time. Now, we call it addiction. We call it alcoholism. We call it a disease. We call it a mental problem. We got a lot of fancy names for, again, modern-day demonology. Modern-day demonology is today's psychology. So the psychological terms, the medical terms, they just fancied, they just kind of re-verbalized demonic activity. Now it has a fancy psychological term attached to it. Back in the day, that was just a demon. That was just a mental, that was just a disposition that you need to get rid of. Now you can tolerate it, you can coddle it, you can medicate it. So when I talk about health and fitness, it's totally different from what everybody else talks about when they talk about health and fitness. That's the reason it's difficult to talk about health and fitness. Because if you really, really talk about health and fitness, you start talking about endorphins. That's the whole conversation of health and fitness. You cannot have a conversation about health and fitness without talking about endorphin. Those are hormones that are secreted, both words, harmony and secret. Those are secret hormones. This is a secret harmony. This is the secret to harmony. That's what the word means. So exercise is about the secret to harmony. That's why I exercise, so I can have harmony. I like to be at peace with myself. So people that are not at peace with themselves, it's because they don't understand how to produce inner peace. So they got to go to an outside weapon. And so if you're looking for a man outside of you or a woman, if you're looking for food, if you're looking for alcohol, if you're looking for the sour grape, if you're looking for marijuana, all of those things the body naturally produces inside. That's called a morpheme, not a morphem. So it is understanding that these endorphins are naturally produced because these are what they call endogenous. The word endogenous means produced inside. This is a endogenous opioid or opium neuropeptide. A neuropeptide is a peptide hormone that is produced by the central nervous system and the pituitary gland. Let me say that again. It is a neurological chemical formation that is designed to make you happy. It removes all depression. Endorphins reduces all the stress. When you exercise, your body releases this chemical or chemicals called endorphins. So more exercise, more endorphins. Less exercise, less endorphins. And that means you got to go outside the body to get the endorphins because you don't have a positive feeling. So if you want to take morphine, that's a drug. I think it's illegal, last I checked. Well, guess what? There's morphine that's produced inside the body. That's legal. The government can't shut that down. You got to go smoke marijuana and risk getting arrested and going to jail when you can produce the own. You can produce the same feeling. So why does that? Why do endorphins make you feel certain things? Do you know that the structure, the chemical structure of endorphins, is the exact same as the drug morphine or opium? Do you know that endorphins are natural painkillers? Because they activate the opiate receptors inside the body, and it sends a chemical to the brain that makes you feel less. It gives you a feeling of euphoria. Now, do you have that feeling when you exercise? No. Why? Because the distance from your goal is too far. Remember, if you take a step, and it's a big step, you could risk pulling a muscle or slipping and fall. Why? You're overstriding. Same thing happens financially. You make a goal. Now, right now you're making $10 an hour, and your goal is to become a millionaire. Really? How about let's go from making $10 an hour, how about we set a goal to make 12? Then once we get to 12, how about we set a goal to make 15? Then once we get 15, how about we set a goal to make 18? How about we set it in step by step? Notice smaller steps produce instant and more gratifying results. They're more achievable. Why? They're more believable. Is there anybody who cannot believe that you can get on a treadmill for 30 seconds? Anybody? Okay, 15? Is there anybody listening to this call that cannot get on a treadmill for 15 seconds and get off for 15 seconds? When you get off for 15 seconds, the body's going to release dopamine. It's going to release an endorphin. And then when it's time to get back on, no matter how tired you are, no matter how you feel, it minimizes discomfort. Endorphins minimize discomfort. And endorphins heighten euphoria. So then you do another. You're like, okay, that wasn't too bad. So then you do another 15 seconds. And then you get off the treadmill for 15 seconds. And then you recuperate. You take a deep breath. You relax. You just, when you take out that, when you exhale, you just got rid of some day moons right there. Some demons, some dispositions. Mucus. When you perspire, what's the biggest organ in the body? The skin. That sweat that's coming off your skin, that's toxins. That's mucus leaving the body. You are releasing chemicals, and you're getting all the bad chemicals out the body. That's why it's an exorcism. And you only did it for 15 seconds. And you do that, maybe the first day you go to the gym, you can only work out for 5 minutes in 15-second intervals. That is awesome. Your body's going to thank you. Every cell in your body is going to be jumping for joy because what you just did, what you just gave your body is you put oxygen into the extremities that has never experienced oxygen before. Because you're now deep breathing, really deep breath. It's the same thing, you know, people who focus on their breathing, they do breathing techniques, and they got all these breathing stuff, and they take yoga, and they breathe in, hold it, breathe out. Okay, get on the treadmill. Guess what happens? You're going to do the exact same thing. The exact same thing. Except now the body is releasing endorphins so that dopamine hits your body. And guess what happens? All of a sudden you get something that's called feel-good chemicals. Now, brothers and sisters, let me make sure you over, under, and understand, because this is really the reason why I love exercising. Like, every time I get ready to go to the gym, toes are curled. Like, going to the gym is like, man, wow. It's right up there with, you know, that other word that everybody likes to do. Because when you go to the gym and you are on a treadmill with high intensity for 15 seconds, and yo, the whole workout is for 5 minutes. Now, after you finish the first 5 minutes, ask yourself, man, can I do another five? If the answer is yes, bam, do another five. And do four sets of 5 minutes. If you do that, what do you do doing that? You get on the treadmill. Now, when you start, 15 minutes, 15 seconds on, 15 seconds off. Work your way up to 30 seconds. Then work your way up to 45 seconds. Then work your way up to a minute. Start off with 15 seconds. And then after you do that for a couple of weeks, then you add the weights. 15 seconds on the treadmill. Get off. Pick up the weights. Put the weights right next to the treadmill. Step off the treadmill. Pick up the weights. Do curls. Do some, you know, the back of your arm, triceps. Do some tricep extensions. Put two dumbbells in each hand. Put it above. Do some overhead press. Press straight up. That's your shoulders. Work one body part per day. Now, all this is inside of my system. For more information, just email me, masterteacher32.com@gmail.com. If you are a member of the Kingdom Internet Training Center, you already got that in the health module. You probably just didn't read it. But you got it. And if you need more assistance, especially if you're a member of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, just email me and we can break it down. If you're not a member, you need to join today. Why? Because when you do this, the body releases dopamine, serotonin, oxytocin, and melanin, or what they call melatonin. These are all the feel-goods. Guess what these chemicals do? They rewire the brain. Oh, man. People ask me all the time, Brother Will, you went from this guy to that guy. I rewired my whole brain just by going to the gym. We don't even want to talk about all the other benefits like, stress gone, your energy off the roof, sex drive off the his or for schedule, your immune system, oh man, it starts firing. Well, what about bloating? Everybody talk about, you know, midsection. You ever seen that? You ever seen a sprinter with a beer gut? Anybody? You ever seen a sprinter with a beer gut? Have you ever seen a sprinter with love handles? Anybody? Have you ever seen a sprinter? You ever seen Usain Bolt? Have you ever seen a world-class sprinter with love handles? I'm pausing for a moment so you can ponder the question. Have you ever seen a sprinter with a beer gut? Anybody? I've never in life seen a sprinter in elementary school, middle school, high school, college, Olympics. I've never seen a sprinter with love hammers. Why? When you are breathing fast, you are exercising your diaphragm, your solar plexus. You're burning fat. That's the fastest way to get rid of fat around your gut. What? Get on a treadmill for 15 seconds and sprint, then get off. Then get on an elliptic machine, 15 seconds, and get off, pick up a weight. Get on a stationary bike for 15 seconds, get off, pick up something else. It forces the body not to plateau because the body has to guess. Because every day you pick up a different weight. One day you work in shoulders. Next day you work in your back. Next day you work your chest. Next day you work your arms, your bicep, front of your arms. The next day you work the back of your arms, the tricep. Next day you work your forearms. Next day you work your gluteus maximus. That's your buttocks. Next day you may want to work your hamstring. That's the back of the leg. Next day you want to make the, you know, you want to work your thigh. Next day you want to work your calf. You work one muscle part per day. So every day you got a different muscle. And then you change up the order by which you work the muscle. You can go through almost at least a month, 2 months, and a total different workout routine every day. Your body don't know which way it's coming. It cannot adapt. Therefore, you are always producing the happy brain food. Your brain got to eat. You got to feed it the happy hormones. What are the happy hormones that rewire the brain? When you do this to the brain, guess what happens to the brain? This is why I exercise. If you're like, I don't get nothing today, besides having, you know, a six pack or abs, not even abs, just, you know, not having a beer gut. You know, we're not trying to be world class, you know, at least I'm not. I don't care less about no six pack. That's not my goal. I'm interested in rewiring my brain so that way every day my inner verse is more powerful than the outer verse. Therefore, Satan's reality cannot override God's mentality. Impossible. Because my brain is producing dopamine. My brain is producing serotonin. My brain is producing melatonin. My brain is producing endorphins. My brain is producing oxytocin. And those chemicals totally rewire you from depression to happy. You cannot be depressed. It is biologically impossible to be depressed while you exercise. Biologically impossible. And if you add alkaline to your exercise routine, meaning drink some lemon water, some lime water, eat alkalinity fruit, eat some detoxing fruit, impossible to have a disease. Why is that though? See, the neurons, they are the only thing that can jump the synapses or the gap. You have a synapsis gap. There's a gap between the receptor and the neuron. Now, remember, I've done many shows on neurons. Neurons are called little man or little people. I think it's in the Greek. So it's the ability for you to, like, connect to God. Now go to your favorite search engine and type in the word neuron and click on images and look at a neuron. It looks just like a little person. Well, your neuron needs these feel-good chemicals to, like, jump, to get past that gap. And if it doesn't have enough energy to make that jump, you feel bad. It lowers your dopamine, serotonin, melatonin, endorphins, and oxytocin, which is love, and it produces cortisol. Now, cortisol is released and adrenaline is released. Those are the feel-bad chemicals, along with some other ones. Now, they're not bad. They are usually produced in a state of fight, flight, or freeze. That's your normal state. Every day you are in fight or freeze because look at the environment. You click on the news, somebody just got shot. You listen to the music, it's talking about bees and holes and, you know, raping and killing and pillaging. You are bombarded every day. Chemtrails in the air, fluoride in the water, that all produces and triggers cortisol, a cortisone. And it leaves you feeling threatened. It leaves you feeling bad. It leaves you feeling depressed. So when the neurons connect with this cortisol, that wires you and it turns on your alarm system. Because the brain is expecting, hey, we got to fight, or we got to run, or we got to freeze, deer in the headlight. So it neutralizes and it hardwires you for fear. So you can listen to, you go to church every day, you can listen to the word of God all day, but your brain is wired. Your circuits are built on fear, not faith. So I don't care how much teaching and preaching you get, your brain doesn't have, your body doesn't have the capacity to carry the message of hope. It can only carry the message of fear. That's why I exercise. I know that I need to rewire my brain for faith, because there's everything out here. There's chemtrails in the air. There's fluoride in the water. There's genetically modified organisms in my food. There's toxic music. It's a toxic environment. Everything is trying to get me to freeze. Everything is trying to get me to operate in fear. Everything is trying to get me to fight. So I have to rewire my brain for God. So my inner verse is more powerful than the universe. So God's mentality overrides Satan's reality. That's the purpose. That's the reason, the real etymology of why you should exercise every day. Why? Do you want to rewire your brain? Right now, your brain is wired for pain. Pain equals compliance. The circuits that were built when you was a child, your parents told you, do this or you get beat. What did you do? You did what your parents told you to do. So you are wired to only respond to pain. You are wired. Kids don't do nothing unless you threaten them. Don't believe me if you got, you know, just try it. Ask yourself, hey, go take out the trash or go into the bathroom. You know what they're going to say? Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. But they're not going to move until you, if you get a belt or if you threaten them, then, because their brain is wired to only respond to threats, the brain is not wired to respond to faith. So with my kids, I try to reward them for good behavior. Like I told my daughter, if you make all A's, I give you $300. Guess what happened? The girl made all A's in like less than 2 weeks. Told my little son the same thing. If you make A's and B's, we buy you either a new gaming system or whatever. He wanted a cell phone. He got a brand new cell phone right now. Why do I do that? I do that so I can rewire their brains for faith instead of their brain being wired to only respond to threats. Because the world that they're growing up in, their brains are being wired. All of the programs that they watch is about somebody getting knocked out on World Star Hip Hop. Their brains are being wired to fight. The brains are not wired for faith. So therefore, they got no interest in exercising. Because exercising doesn't produce feel-good chemicals. I mean, feel-bad chemicals. Exercises produce feel-good chemicals. Go to the gym and see how many young kids you see in the gym. Their brains are not wired for love. Their brains are wired with cortisone. Their brains are wired for adrenaline. That's why they are adrenaline junkies. It's not their fault. It's the system. If you are a parent, you need to understand the system, and you need to fight the system by rewiring your children and teaching them and giving them things that stimulate the brain for faith. Those things are dopamine, serotonin, melatonin, endorphin, oxytocin. It's not adrenaline, and it's not cortisol. You ever notice all the little kids now walking around with this little inner tube around their waist? Now, when I was a kid in middle school, there was no children. There was some fat kids in there when I was a kid growing up. But it was not. Look at all the kids today. They're not fat. They just got waist on their weight, around their waist. Why? Cortisol. Where does cortisol hold weight? In your midsection. In your gut. Don't believe me? Just when you walk around, when you go to the mall today, look at the young kids under the age of 18. See how many young kids you see. They skinny, but they got fat on their stomach.
Just watch. I watch it all the time. Because, again, I do this for a living. When I go to drop my kids off at the middle school, I look at all the little kids, and guess what? They're skinny, but they're carrying weight around their waist. No matter what they do, they can't get rid of that. Why? Cortisol and adrenaline. That's the result of watching YouTube and watching all the crap that they watch on TV. The system is designed to make sure that they stay fat. So that way they can stay diseased. So that way they can feed the Dracos. Because remember, they eat your drama and your trauma. No drama, no trauma. The psychic entities, they can't hang around. That's another reason you might want to be healthy. Why? They can't attach to you. You ain't got no waste. They need your waste. That's all they feed. And it goes a whole lot deeper than that, brothers and sisters. We're just scratching the surface today. You see, brothers and sisters, you don't have to be a PhD. You don't have to be no guru. You don't have to do no in-depth studies. All you got to have is a love of the truth, not a truth. The scripture said that the Holy Father, that the Ruach and the Pneuma will lead you and guide you in all truth. Your job is to stay attached to the big G, not the little G. Exercise is the most powerful, one of the most, if not the most, powerful things that you can do. Just by walking around the block, it doesn't require you to get a gym membership or do any of the things that I do. You can be in your house right now. You can, while you're watching your favorite program, you can do jumping jacks. You can do push-ups. You can do, you know, you can just stand there and what we call high knees. Just bring your knee up to your chest. Just do that for 15 seconds and then stop. You can go and get you two large cans. Put one can in each hand and you can do curls. You can get you a gallon of milk. Make sure the top is on there, and you can use that gallon of milk. I have a whole, you know, routine that if you ain't got nothing, if you travel a lot, you're in a hotel room, you don't need no weights, you don't need no treadmill, you don't need no gym. All you just need is a made-up mind. You have to make up a decision. Once you make that decision, the universe will instantly bring everything that you need to fulfill that decision. Brothers and sisters, exercise nowadays is not an option. It's a must. Your body has been bombarded, and it's not about the physical benefits. It's about rewiring your brain so that way the brain can actually understand the word of faith instead of what it understands now, which is the frequency of fear. The enemy wants you to fight. He wants you to freeze, or he wants you to fear. Your job is to understand how to build muscle while burning fat because the benefits are huge. To perform a exorcism while you're doing exercise. For more information, again, just email me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Email address again is masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May your son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will make no doubt about it. I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Never knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can you paint up on the frame, dude? We stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, life is like a testing ground, it's to grade you. Yeah. It'll show you how you are to God or degrade you. When I pop up on this cold beast, I'm an angel. I can see right through your angle, dog, when I grace flows. Started out as hungry young bulls out to make dough. Make the system off the pedestal, using all this bull. When I drop the dirty heavy stool, I flush the toilet too. Yeah, I know that I'm not perfect, but I put in work too. Cause faith without some work, dog, it'll murk you. Haters, haters, been inside your head, outsmarting you. Haters, haters, taking all your bread, outworking you.
Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can you paint up on the frame, dude?
until I go. Why you acting like a hater? Oh, I'm so intangible. Look it up, get some vocab in your bloody manifold. I've been making these records like I'm Barry Manilow. Ain't no telling what you call yourself and how the man will grow. Ain't no telling how you make your wealth and how the plan will show. All the people had to climb up out they mental catacombs. I'm a sellout at the drone, rapping with a megaphone. I'm a god up on this microphone, I came to raise a throne. Vibrating in a mega zone with my metronome. I'm so loyal, I can't leave my home, I can't leave alone. I'm so loyal, I can't leave my own, the mimic of the throne.
That right.
If you don't get it, press repeat and go. I'm so loyal, I can't leave my own, the mimic of the throne.
That right.
If you don't get it, press repeat and go, you'll find it.
Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes do. Can you paint up on the frame, dude?